we've seen in the minority business community is really a movement towards larger firms. Most the average minority business is still small, but what you've seen at the kind of upper end is you've seen the firms become larger, much more sophisticated, and really beginning to globalize. We're also seeing more firms engaging in strategic partnerships. We see more firms looking at mergers and acquisitions as a vehicle for growth. And again, this is for the larger firms.
All right, so
which really creates more opportunity for employment and for satisfying the needs of the sophisticated customers that they serve.
Mr. Hinson, we got a report from the Small Business Administration this week that small business contracting goals had not been met government-wide. Some agencies actually exceeded their goals, like GSA, but others did not. And how are we doing in terms of minority business contractors, small business contractors? Are those goals being met, and are you satisfied with how you're doing?
Well, we're never satisfied with how we're doing. There's always room for improvement. The SBA has done a very good job at trying to meet those goals and objectives, and certainly the president has indicated his strong support of minority businesses nationwide and has asked each of the agencies to really focus on trying to meet their goals. There's still a ways to go. We're working very hard at it. There's a high level of interest in it, but we still have a ways to go, but we're getting there.
And how would you say that minority businesses have fared relative to the economy as a whole during the downturn?
Well, as is always the case, the smaller businesses tend to suffer more. Minority businesses, as you know, because you've been following this for 30 years, have had a history of kind of receiving a greater penalty or having a greater negative impact when during economic downturns. That's not inconsistent with the period that we face today. The issues that minority businesses face today are not too dissimilar to what they faced 30 years ago. There's still limitations on capital. There's still an issue of gaining access to private and public sector contracts. There's still limitations on social relationships that are necessary to really undergird any business. And so because minority businesses on average tend to be smaller, they certainly have suffered during this period.
We're talking to David Hinson. He's the director of the Minority Business Development Agency at the Department of Commerce. So, you know, part of the solution for commerce is to go out there and try to, you know, inform minority business owners about the opportunity that might be available to them, give them ways to address their, I don't know, concerns or questions about how to get in on federal contracts, especially stimulus contracts. I know there's a new effort on that behalf. Why don't you fill us in on what you're doing?
Yeah, the Commerce Department and SBA are partnering to create more opportunities for economic stimulus dollars for small and minority businesses. We are very, very focused on making sure at MBDA that the minority business community get their fair and competitive share of these contracts. What the contractors, whoever they may be, need to do is really much of the money for the economic stimulus money is on the state level. About 80% of the dollars flow down to the state. So really the bulk of the activity is on the state level. So it's very important that minority businesses that want to participate in economic stimulus make a concerted effort to make sure they meet the state procurement people, get to know them, make sure that they're registered with their state and that they meet all the compliance requirements for the state and that they you know, build the relationships, you know, call the state officials that they have relationships with and make sure that they get into the flow.
And how does the federal government, how does the Commerce Department level of government track how well minority businesses are doing at the state and local level?
Well, unfortunately, right now, the tracking is a little bit challenging. There are many states that don't allow for there to be any sort of race-based tracking. The Commerce Department and MBDA are developing techniques to try to track some of the contracts that are coming out on the state level. It's something that's really under development now, but it's an area that we have to work hard on, and we are working hard to improve.
So what's the involvement of Magic Johnson? Everybody knows Magic, and they all want to meet him and hear what he has to say. What do you expect him to contribute to this?
Well, Magic Johnson is just probably one of the best examples of a person who has taken a wonderful skill set and transitioned it into an extraordinary business success. He has engaged in quite a number of joint ventures and strategic partnerships. And his company, Magic Johnson Enterprises, is the number one urban brand in the country. He's created, hundreds of jobs. He's brought products to the community that didn't exist before. And so he has a very, very strong vision about how to build companies and really the future of business. He's one of those people that has moved away from kind of a traditional organic growth model that is very common among smaller firms. And he's moved towards an acquisition and strategic partnership model to grow his company faster. So he'll have a lot to contribute relative to his experiences and his vision, because he's a very good model of how other businesses should manage their business and grow.
You think that's a problem in small business? They tend to be siloed instead of trying to partner with other groups or organizations that they may be complementary?
Yeah, I really do think so. I think that one of the things that small businesses in general, minority businesses in particular, really need to do is to reach out of their comfort level, their space where they've been, and really build relationships outside of that space. There tends to be a tendency to really focus on just getting the contract accomplished, dealing with the day-to-day operations of the business, and not really thinking ahead in terms of the relationship building and what is necessary to move the business in the future. That's common for small businesses, and it's certainly very, very important that small business owners, if they desire to get big, really begin to branch out and build the relationships that are necessary to get there.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us today with this information, and we wish you best of luck with all of your workshops that you're going through out there. We hope that in the future, small business, especially minority-owned small business, since that's your brand and your specialty, does get a leg up, especially on stimulus contracts, because that money still is out there and available. So if you had a message to send to small minority contractors about that possibility, what would you say?
I would say that, there is indeed a lot of stimulus money still coming down. I would say that the president, the vice president, the secretary of commerce are absolutely committed to small businesses and minority businesses getting their fair share. But it's competitive, and so it's really important to get out there and meet people and get involved in the process. And if you do that, you'll probably see contracts coming your way. So I'm positive about the prospects of the minority business community and the small business community. Certainly, these businesses small businesses have done well relative to contracts, and there's more to come. So, let's keep fighting the good fight.
And right. I see also that you have a speaker from Black Enterprise Magazine. I'm glad to see that still published. That's been one of the great chroniclers of this whole effort for quite a number of years.
Yeah, Black Enterprise is a quality product, quality brand, and they've done a tremendous amount to help stimulate business in America. They are it's a solid foundation, a solid publication. They're not going anywhere.